In the Old Testament, shortly after King David committed adultery with Bathsheba and then murdered her husband, Uriah, the prophet Nathan came to the king and told him a story about a rich man who took a poor man's only lamb and slaughtered it to feed his guests. And then Nathan asked David to judge that case. And the king said very definitively that the rich man deserved death for what he'd done. In response to which, Nathan famously said to David, "That man is you," convicting David of his sin. And the church has always heard in Psalm 51, which we sang today as our responsorial psalm, King David's prayer of repentance after being cut to the heart by this exchange with Nathan. "Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense." If you listened closely to the readings this morning, this humble admission of sin is woven throughout the readings. St. Paul admitted, "I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and arrogant." And then after referencing sinners, he said, "Of these, I am the foremost." And of course, we have the prodigal son who arises and goes to his father in order to confess, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you." You know, there's a kind of feel-good version of Christianity, a Christianity that's really a kind of self-talk, just kind of a way of soothing ourselves, making us feel good about ourselves. The motto of which we could say is, "I'm okay, you're okay. It's all good." But that's really a false conception of Christianity. It really just uses faith as a means to help us feel better about ourselves. In fact, the reality is, the true motto of Christianity should basically be, "I'm not okay, and you're not okay. We are all sinners." That's really what unites us. That's what we all have in common when we gather here at church. Not that we're perfect. Not that we've got it all figured out. But that we are broken. We come into the world wounded by original sin. And in our hearts, there's this battle between desires for good and evil. And we fall short of what is truly good. Which is precisely why we need Christ. That is precisely why our Christian faith is such good news. We are sinners, but as St. Paul said, this saying is worthy of trust. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That's the good news of Christianity. I'm not okay, you're not okay, but that's okay because we have a Savior who has redeemed us. Three times in the gospel we heard God's response to that humble confession of sin is to throw a party. The angels in heaven, he said, rejoice over one sinner who repents. And the father of the prodigal son had this great celebration. But the price of admission, if you will, to that party is this humble admission that I'm a sinner, that I need a Savior. That's why confession is such a wonderful gift we have as Catholics, where we do just that. We admit our sin. And in response, the Lord doesn't condemn, but he pours forth lavishly his love and his mercy to heal, to redeem, to save us. It's also why every Mass the Church invites us to begin, the first thing we do is to admit our sinfulness. "I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I've greatly sinned." Because the church desires us to come to the altar of the Lord with this disposition This recognition that I'm in need of a Savior. You see, that opens us. That disposition opens us then to soak in all those graces that flow to us from the Eucharist, from the altar here. So let us not be afraid to admit to our Lord, and even to one another, that we're sinners. Let us come before Him with gratitude, that when we make this admission before Him, it's not an obstacle between us and God. Instead, it's the very price, the very cost of our opening ourselves to the gift of His grace. Christ Jesus indeed came into the world to save sinners. And that, my friends, is truly good news. St. Patrick, pray for us.